There you go. Well, it's a great privilege, great honor for me to be here with you tonight. I love your pastor and his wife, and love to have any time, just as you, any time you get to spend a little time with your brothers and sisters in Christ, what a joy it is. What a rejoicing it is. And so it's a very special time for me and my wife to be able to come and visit the churches here and express our love and thanks to God for you. Thanks to our Lord for the fellowship that He has brought us into. And though the churches there, as your pastor said, are just like us, just like here tonight, just sinners saved by the grace of God. It's one faith, no matter where you find it. If it's faith, if it's saving faith, it's faith that the Lord gave, it has the same object, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I'm just delighted to be here. I pray and ask the Lord to enable me to speak tonight on this subject: who has reason to hope? Who has a reason to hope? You know, when the scriptures speak of hope, it's not I wish. It's talking about something, an expectation, a certain expectation. We hope. We have a sure hope, it says. The scriptures talk about our Lord Jesus Christ is a lively hope, a blessed hope, because our hope is a person. Our hope is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is now sitting on the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is our hope. And because of who He is and because of what He has accomplished, then everyone who has this blessed hope, the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, has a sure hope. A sure hope. But I want us to see here in Psalm 130 some characteristics of the people who have reason to hope. And I want us to just go through this, these eight verses. It's a short psalm. And I want us to see who it is that has hope. First thing I want us to see here, verse 1 says, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord." You know who has hope in this world? Real sinners. Real sinners. David is saying, "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee." This is not a superficial, a mental agreement that, yes, I've stolen a few things and I've done this wrong and this wrong. This is a conviction from the Holy Spirit that everything I am is sin. That nothing I do is right. It's like a sponge. Put a sponge in a bucket of water and bring that sponge out of the water and set it down and try to touch that sponge on any part and not get wet. That is who I am by nature. Sinner by nature. Sinner by choice. Sinner by practice. Sinner, separated from God. The scriptures say that at one time, everyone who has this blessed hope at one time was without God, without hope in this world. Without hope in this world. But blessed be God, those who God gives hope shows them they're sinners. Shows them they're sinners. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee. In Psalm 40, David says, innumerable evils. I know this is speaking of our Lord Jesus Christ, but this is what our experience is also. Innumerable evils. Can you count It says here, "Numerable evils have compassed me about. I'm not able to look. My sins are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore my heart faileth me. O Lord, be pleased to deliver me." A sinner has a reason for hope. You know why? Jesus Christ, God's only Son, came into the world to save sinners. He did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. This is depths. This is depths. The Apostle Paul, "This crying out of the depths have I cried unto thee," is who I am by nature. Apostle Paul, as a believer, said, "Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? The good that I would do, I don't do. That what I would not, that's what I'm doing. I find this evil is always, everything I do, everything I touch, everything I think." Depths, self-righteousness, unbelief. What an awful thing. We believe and we have to cry, "Lord, help my unbelief." Anxiety. All the world's going to pills about anxiety and nervousness and all this kind of thing. That's just another name for unbelief. But that's who we are. We're unbelief. We must cry, "Lord, help my unbelief." Unrest. The depths. Have the depths of crying to thee. Well, it's a miserable state, but those who come to this condition out of the depths, they have a reason for hope. The Lord Jesus Christ came to save the miserable, came to save those that cannot save themselves. Can you hear old blind Bartimaeus? He was in the depths of darkness. He'd been blind from his birth, and he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, that's how he heard it, Jesus of Nazareth going about healing all kinds of diseases. But you know what he said? He said, "Jesus, thou Son of David." Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. That's who the Son of David is. He's the Christ. The one, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, he's the one that has authority to do it. The one that has the power to do it. "Have mercy on me." And they said, "Be quiet, blind Bartimaeus, be quiet." He cried out the more. He said, "Lord, have mercy on me. Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." And the Lord stopped and heard that man. A sinner has a reason for hope. A sinner. Here's the next thing. Look there in verse 1 again. A person has a reason to hope who calls on the Lord. "Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord." Unto thee, O Lord. A person has hope who calls on the one who can save. The one who has right to save. The Lord says this in Isaiah 45, "They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray to a God that cannot save." Religion, now they set up a God and pray to Him. They say He's God, but He can't save if He wanted to. You've got to give Him authority. You've got to give Him permission. You've got to let Him do something. They have no knowledge who set up the wood of their graven image and pray to a God. A person has hope who calls on the Lord Jesus Christ to have mercy. He's the only one that has authority. All power is given to me in heaven and earth. He's the one that has the right to forgive sin. He's God to whom sin is against whose sin is committed. He said one day to those men, they were religious leaders, and they brought this man in. He's paralyzed, and the Lord said, looked at that man and had compassion on him, and said, "Your sins be forgiven you." And these men got to think of that. He's blaspheming. No one can forgive sin but only God. Well, they're right in their assessment. All sin is committed against God, and only God can forgive sin. If I offend my brother Donnie, and over here, Brother Harvey, you say, "Don't worry about it. He's got a beef." Wait a minute. He committed an offense against me. What are you saying? "Don't worry about it." All sin is committed against God, and only God can forgive sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, what's easier to say? Thy sins be forgiven thee, or take up that bed and walk? Well, all around the world, you have a bunch of people hiding in a booth, and people come to them and they tell them what they did wrong, and they're saying, say so many Hail Marys and say so many, and your sins are forgiven. That's easy to say, but it ain't so. But it ain't, is that bad English? It's not so. Sin is not put away. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, so that you know that the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ in flesh, is God at that moment, has the authority, the right to forgive sins. He said, I do. Get up, take your bed and walk. Man got up and took off. He's the one. Pray to the one who can save. The one who comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, all those that come to God by Him, He's able to save. He has the right. He has the authority to do so. His name is Jehovah. Jehovah. God, the God of authority. God who has mercy and power. It says there in Exodus 34, when the Lord revealed Himself to Moses, He said, Jehovah, Jehovah, merciful, mighty. He forgives sin and transgression and iniquity, and by no means will clear the guilty. Only the Lord God, Jehovah, manifest in the flesh. God in Jesus Christ is just and justifier of all those that come to God by Him. Unto Thee, O Lord, unto Thee, we cannot come by another to go to Him. The one who has hope, who takes his case to the Lord Himself. This is one of the evils of the Roman Catholicism. They insinuate wrongly that he must be hard to get to, because you got to go through the priest, or you got to go. The Lord Jesus Christ is near. He's near. He's not far off. Right now, come to Him. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I cry. You can't come to this man. You can't come to the brother Donnie. You can't come to any priest or Mary or anybody. Only the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Unto Thee, not to the church. The church can't save me. Not to a man. Not to Virgin Mary. Not to a doctrine or creed. A man cannot find forgiveness of sins by knowing doctrine. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, Romans 10 said, shall be saved. This is why we preach the Lord Jesus Christ when we preach. Every time we preach. The Apostle Paul said, I determine to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Jesus, His person, His work. Jesus, the man, the God man manifested in flesh, and what He came to do. He's God. That came into the world to put away the sins of His people by His sacrifice on the cross. He established righteousness here on the earth by His perfect obedience to God. Well, here's another thing. Those who have a hope are those who come, first of all, they know they're sinners. True, real sinners. This is something the Holy Spirit does. Those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who has authority, unto Thee. Notice here it says, the third thing it says, let thine ear be attentive to the voice of my supplication. Those have hope who come to the Lord humbling themselves. Supplication. They don't come haughty. They don't come strutting in and say, well, I'm going to let you save me. No, no. Those have hope who bow before the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ is not an invitation. It's a command from the Lord Jesus Christ. Bow. Come my supplication. We come as beggars seeking mercy. We don't come as doing deals or business. You know, it's like, I'm going to do this and I'll let you do that. It's the voice of my supplication. The Lord Jesus Christ saves by sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. A person is going to come to the Lord as that leper came to Him and said, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me whole. You can make, if you will. It's not in a man deciding. Mercy, it's mercy, and mercy is for the guilty. Those who own God's sovereign right to do with me, do with you as He pleases. Notice it says, Lord, if Thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? If Thou shouldest mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? Those have hope who come to the Lord Jesus Christ seeking for mercy, judging themselves. What David is doing here, he's judging himself. I'm guilty. There's no excuse here. Men, I don't know if you've read it in the magazine, everybody likes to get that, which says it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I don't know, it's the environment or, you know, nurture versus nature. It's not your fault. Either way, it's not your fault. But what David is saying here, it says that if Thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? I'm guilty. A man must come to, it's going to have to judge himself. He's going to have to judge himself. That's what it says in Psalm 51, that thou mayest be just when thou judgest. I think that's how it says it in English. Thou shouldest, if you mark iniquity, if you call me before you to answer, most people want to say, well, if you call me to answer for, they have in mind one great sin. Listen, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, I don't want to be found in my own righteousness, which is by the law. If you call me to answer for my best prayer, there's enough sin. There's enough sin in our best works to separate us from God forever. If you call me before your presence and judge me in anything that is in me that I've done, there's no man that could stand. The righteousness which God requires, He has provided, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the righteousness of God. And that righteousness is imputed. That righteousness is imputed and imparted to everyone that believes. He is Jehovah Tzidkenu. Well, if a man has hope, who recognizes God's sovereign right. But notice here, verse 4, a man has hope who believes God's word concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is forgiveness. Where did he get that from? He got that from the word of God. There's hope. If you believe God and His Word concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and how He forgives sin, there's hope. It's a sure hope. Those who believe God's Word concerning the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross to put away the sins of His people, there is forgiveness of sin. It's not a maybe. It's not a maybe. Those that believe God, faith, a person that has the faith, this man is crying out. And this is what we always find out, that the man that cries out, the Lord's already done something for him. No one cries. A man repenting and a man feeling his guilt is not the cause of God saving him. It's the effect. When God moves in a person's heart and shows him as a sinner and he calls out to the Lord's already given him life. That's why he's crying. A baby doesn't cry to get life. A baby cries because he is alive. He is alive. But here, the psalmist is saying, if you mark iniquity, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee. He didn't get that for himself. God said it. God said it. Thank the Lord. Thank God for that verse. There is forgiveness with thee. There is forgiveness with thee. The scriptures say we have redemption through His blood. We have it. Those that come to God believing God's word, we have it. You have redemption. The Lord Jesus Christ paid the price. He paid for the sins of His people. He who knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The justice of God fell on Him. He was made sin for us. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from how many sin? All sin. We have. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared, that thou mayest be reverenced, worshipped. This message of salvation by grace does not promote, as some say, licentiousness or libertine. No. A person, the grace of God has appeared wherever it has appeared, teaching us to deny ungodliness. But people want to twist the scriptures, they'll twist it to their own destruction. But a person who has experienced, oh God, you've forgiven me for my sins, it's not a desire to get out there and do some more. It's living with this, I don't want to. There is forgiveness, that thou mayest be feared. Okay, look at this next one. A person has a reason for hope. A person has a reason for hope who waits for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. A person gets upset and is troubled about, gets some conviction. That person has hope if he sits there and just waits. As soon as he starts to try to do something, there's no hope there. If you try to collaborate with God, there's no hope. Salvation's all of grace. I wait on the Lord. I know that salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord from beginning to the end. He is the Alpha and Omega. He begins the good work. He sustains the good work. And He perfects the good work. It's His work. He receives all the honor and glory in the salvation of a sinner. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait. In His word do I hope. In His word, in His promise. God is not a man. God cannot lie. God has promised. God has. You trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. When there's no reason to hope in yourself. That's what Abraham did. The Lord told Abraham, you're going to have a son. And Abraham believed against hope. You know what that means? There's no hope in him. There's no hope in Sarah. There's no hope in him. But he believed. God said it. It's so. It's going to happen. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to put away your sins. I'm talking to those who have this hope. And you look around you, look inside you, do you think, there's no reason to hope in me? Well, you're right. But in God's Word, there's reason to hope. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there's reason to hope. I wait for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. That's the sixth thing. Those who continue to wait. Those, they not only wait for the Lord, it's His work from beginning to end. They continue to wait. That is to say, they die in faith. I wait for the Lord until one day He comes that blessed morning and I see Him face to face. David said this, I'll be satisfied when I awake His likeness. That's when you'll be plumb safe. That's when you'll be plumb safe. That's when faith is no longer... faith is the evidence of things not seen. Hope gives way to reality. See the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. That's your hope, to be in His presence. See the one who loved you. Well, that's given way to reality. Only love remains. Only love remains. My soul doth wait for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. It's a continual. Those have hope who continue to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is not a one-time make a profession of faith. It's our life. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you. It's not a profession. People say, well, I know I must have hope because I got this certificate when I was baptized. When you come before the Lord, you better have more than the paper in your hand. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Not a paper, not a certificate of baptism, membership in a church, awards for many wondrous works. Our Lord said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Notice, it says here, let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. Those have hope who wait, who hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in a person. Our hope, our salvation, our surety is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because in Him is mercy. Outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Holy, holy, holy. Only in the Lord Jesus Christ can God be merciful to sinners. Those have hope who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reason is there's plenteous redemption. My sins are ever before me. My sins are more than the heads of my number. But bless God, the redemption is greater than that. Plenteous redemption. How many sins? All the sins of all His people. He has put them away. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is plenteous redemption. And He shall... Oh, that's a good reason for hope. He shall. It's His purpose. It's His will. We're talking about God, who no man can stay His hand and say, what doest thou? He does whatever He wants to in the heavens, in the armies of heavens and earth. No man can stay His hand. He said He shall redeem His people, Israel. All His chosen. All His, those He loved with an everlasting love. He shall redeem them from all their iniquities. Those are the people that have hope. Do you have hope? Do you have hope? Do you have a sure hope, a blessed hope? Well, those are the things I see here in this text. Those who are true sinners, those who call on the Lord, those who call on the Lord Jesus Christ, those who come as beggars, supplicating, those who recognize God's right to condemn if you mark iniquity. Those who believe God at His word, there is forgiveness of sin. They believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. They believe what He did, put away the sins of His people, and they come trusting in Him. Those who wait on the Lord, those that continue waiting on the Lord, all of Israel, there's plenty of redemption. May the Lord bless this word. Thank you, brethren, for this, your faithful support and your love to us. Thank you.
That was such a blessing. You remember that woman that went to the Lord Jesus Christ and washed His feet with her tears? You know what the Lord said to her? Your sins, which are many, forgive me. Her sins, which are many, Mary was talking the other day. We was talking about the hope. Talking about what she was talking about. She said, "You know why I've got such a good hope? Because I'm such a great, great sinner. And Christ is a great, great Savior." And she said, "That's what my hope is. I know I'm a sinner. I've got nothing, nothing at all to give to God. Nothing. I can't bring nothing but what I am. And Christ is the only thing that gives me my hope." That's what we told her. That's what she said. She ain't got no hope but there. No hope but there. Let's turn to 388 in the hymn book. Cody, thank you, brother. That was, oh my, it's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. 388, we're going to sing two verses of this. Let's stand together. And Cody's going to go to the back, and you all go back there and say, tell him how much you love him, appreciate him. We're going to sing the first verse, and we're going to sing the last verse. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the Father. I am the clay. Mold me and make me. Such a good night.